1.55 billion users. That's the whopping number that Facebook dropped this afternoon in its third quarter results call. Also, they get 8 billion daily video views. That's double what they reported in April. The company announced an 11% increase in earnings with $4.5 billion in revenue despite higher costs. Revenue jumps are due to a rise in video ads as well as ads on Instagram, which is owned by Facebook. The company also said that mobile now makes up 78% of its ad revenue. And in case you're wondering what your personal contribution is to Facebook revenue from all that time you waste scrolling through Facebook, according to Business Insider, Facebook earns $9.86 from every U.S. user per quarter. So it's worth something. For them, at least. Shares of Facebook were up 3.8% in after-hours trading. Today in surveillance news, the UK has published a draft of the Investigatory Powers Bill. That's newly proposed legislation that's not as harsh as previous versions, but which Edward Snowden calls the activity log of your life. Home Secretary Theresa May disagrees with Snowden's sentiment and insists that the measures in the bill are required to fight terrorist plots, cyber attacks, child exploitation, and online fraudsters. Among the many proposals, one clause would require ISPs to store the internet activity of everyone in Britain for a year. Another says police and intelligence officers would no longer need a warrant to see the names of websites people have visited. Today, Disney launched a new device called Circle. It aims to take some of the pain out of managing a child's screen time. Circle is a small hardware cube. It works with an iOS application that allows parents to filter out the stuff they don't want their kids to see. You can set time limits, automatically turn off access at certain times, block ads. It lets parents snoop on what their kids are doing, and it can automatically turn off the internet altogether. It seems like magic in a box to me, but I would have to use one to see if it really does all that and cannot be easily circumvented by my children. Our amazing account executive, Carly Perkins, contacted the founder of Circle today, and they said they would send me one to review, so stay tuned to hear more in the next week or so. We've all seen the videos of the moronic things people have done while using Tesla's new auto steer feature, relaxing behind the wheel, reading the newspaper, and of course, recording all of this with running commentary and posting it on YouTube. This is not only stupid, but against Tesla's recommendations. The guidelines for auto steer, auto lane change, and auto park specify that the features do not turn the car into a fully autonomous vehicle, and drivers still need to be alert and pay attention. But people are people and cannot be trusted. On his earnings call this week, Tesla CEO Elon Musk says they're planning to implement additional constraints to, quote, minimize the possibility of people doing crazy things with it.